A man with a plow and a hand that's quicker than a light. Wes Harden is his name, they say. He travels in the night, for he might have to kill or walk around a fight. And if you ever saw Wes Harden draw, you saw him skin his gun. 30 or 40 have tried and died up against the top hand, but up against the wrong man, 'cause Harden couldn't run. He rode in like a Texas wind, eastbound on a train, going, going with Jane Bowen. Then the lawman called up, "So long, Janie, chin up, I'll be back again." "While you're serving time at Huntsville, I'll wait," she cried. 15 years she waited, till her heart broke and she died. And she left this bad land to wait up in the sky. Free at last, the paying passed for all the wrongs he did. First free air they let him breathe since he was a kid. So let him come and let him go, let him deal and bid. Then Harden opened up an office, lawyer read the sign. You won't find him there for business every day at 9, 'cause business is real bad. One client's all he's had in over 3 months' time. Then Sheriff Selman's boy broke in at Wes's woman's place. Up she jumped and pistol whipped him, kicked him in the face. And Sheriff Selman demands revenge for this disgrace. She's the one that they saw every night by candlelight at Wes's favorite bar. She'd be sitting there on his arm, and every night they'd leave there, headed for the Goose Hair, glad it wasn't far. Through the swinging doors, John Selman came with a blazing gun. Harden chug-a-lugging red eye, bullet in the back of his head. John Wesley Harden fell dead, 'cause Harden couldn't run.